Ain't nothing like the great outdoors to ease your soul. Ain't nothing like the great outdoors to keep you from growing old.
If your mind's been hazy and you're feeling lazy and down on all fours,
then join us bears and suck up some air in the great outdoors.
Now, the ironic thing about this song, that's bears singing. In the great outdoors, of course, and bears have every right to be in the outdoors just like us humans do. The thing about it is, we don't often hear about bears in our neck of the woods. See what I did there? On the WBT hotline right now, getting up early with us, but that's what he does. He on Saturdays, a Carolina Outdoors show brought to you by Jesse Browns and from Jesse Browns Outdoors, one of my favorite people. Not just on the radio, but period out there, is with us right now. Bill Barty, good morning, my friend.
Oh, good morning, my friend. The feeling is mutual. And, of course, I love coming on to talk about these wild animals encroaching into our world.
Well, if people aren't following, and it's not just one story, it's several stories, and that's kind of why I finally decided to reach out to you here. But to catch people up, Matthews police reported a black bear sighting on Tuesday, urging the public, of course, not to feed or approach it. Bear was passing through Highway 74 around 485, police said in a tweet. It's another bear over the weekend spotted in Union County, moving between Waxhaw towards Monroe. And then I just mentioned this a few minutes ago, but a crash last night on Providence Road of I-485 near Exit 57. A driver hit a bear with his vehicle. The driver was not injured. The bear ran off into the woods. Bill, what's going on with all these bears?
Well, this is an ongoing story. I mean, the past 10 years even, each year we have half of our population of bears, natural, who live in the natural habitat to the east of us, coastal bears.
Mm-hmm.
And the other half of the population, of course, is in the mountains. And two things happen, loosely. Young bears get pushed out and are looking to set up new habitat. So they're, you know, they're coming from the east and from the west, getting closer to an urban Piedmont area like Charlotte, as well as older adult bears that are simply foraging for food, wandering, looking for their next meal. And so that's what's happening. They just get closer and closer to us.
That's interesting because I think about bears in the mountains, but I don't think about coastal bears. In fact, I don't know that I've ever really realized there are a lot of bears to the east.
There are. In fact, the legislation in South Carolina is looking at or has looked at opening up hunting season in Horry County, in Myrtle Beach, because of the bear population in Myrtle Beach, which is an urban area, but as many urban areas have nice habitats and places for bears to live and to become. The other separation is rural bears, the mountain bears, but there's also urban bears. Asheville has a huge urban bear population in the midst of the city.
Got about 30 seconds here, Bill. But so when you hear these headlines, do they surprise you? Is anything abnormal going on here, or is it just don't go near the bears, and they'll leave you alone, and this is a pretty normal thing, just a few moments where, the bears get caught on camera.
Exactly. It is just bears wandering. Now, they are looking to set up new habitat, so it's our duty just to leave them alone. I mean, if you hit them in the car, you can't help that, but
right.
Just to leave them alone, and they look to go back to either the mountains or the coast. At least for the time being.
Carolina Outdoors, Jesse Browns Outdoors, Bill Barty with us, and you can hear Bill and Don Yeager, the legends, the two of them, every Saturday morning from 5 to 6 right here on WBT. Hey, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it, Bill.
You betcha.